repose in the state of divine sleep, yog nidra, in the waters of the spiritual causal ocean. The spiritual seeds of Sankarsana existing in the pores of skin of Mahavishnu are born as so many golden sperms. These sperms are covered with five great elements. The same Mahavishnu entered into each universe as his own separate subjective portions. The divine portions that enter into each universe are possessed of his majestic extension. That is, they are eternal universal soul, Mahavishnu, possessing thousands of heads. The same Mahavishnu creative Vishnu from his left limb, Brahma, the first progenitor of being, from his right limb, and from the space between his two eyebrows, Sambhu, the divine masculine manifested halo.
The function of the Sambhu in relation to the Jivas is that this universe enshrining the mundane egotistic principle has originated from Sambhu. Thereupon the same great personal Godhead, assuming the threefold forms of Vishnu, Prajapati and Sambhu, entering into the mundane universe, plays the pastime of preservation, creation and destruction of this world. This pastime is contained in the mundane world, hence it being perverted, the Supreme Lord, identical with Lord Mahavishnu, prefers to consort with the goddess Yoganidra, the constant of his own spiritual chit potency, full of ecstatic trance of eternal bliss appertaining to his own divine personality. When Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, wills to create this universe, a golden lotus springs from his navel pit. The golden lotus with its stem is the abode of Brahma, representing a Brahmalok or Satyalok. Before the conglomeration, the primary elements in their nation state remains originally separate entities. Non-application of conglomerating process is the cause of their separate existence. Divine Mahavishnu, primal Godhead, through association with his own spiritual chit potency, moved Maya, and by the application of the conglomerating principle, created those different entities in the state of cooperation. And after that, he himself consorted with Yoganidra by the way of his eternal dalliance with his spiritual chit potency. By conglomerating all those separate entities, he manifested the innumerable mundane universes and himself entered into the inmost recess of every extended conglomerate, Virat Vigraha, and at that time those jivas who had lain dormant during the cataclysm were awakened.
The same jiva is eternal and is for eternity and without a beginning, joined to the Supreme Lord by the tie of an eternal kinship. He is transcendental spiritual potency. The divine lotus which springs from the navel pit of Vishnu is in every way related by the spiritual tie with all souls and is the origin of four-faced Brahma versed in the four Vedas. On coming out of the lotus, Brahma, being guided by the divine potency, turned his mind to the act of creation under the impulse of previous impressions, but he could see nothing but darkness in every direction. Then the goddess of learning Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, O Brahma, this mantra, namely, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra, then all your desires will be fulfilled.
Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practiced the cultural act of for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Swita Dvipa, for a long time. His meditations ran thus: there exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals augmented by millions of filaments in the transcendental land of Goloka. On its hold, there exists a great divine throne on which is seated Shri Krishna, the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, playing on his divine flute, resonant with the divine sound, with his lotus mouth. He is worshipped by his Amaras, milkmaid, with their respective subjective portions and extension, and also by his external energy, who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, being made manifest, that is imparted by the divine sound of the flute of Shri Krishna, entered in the mouth, in the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself through his 8 ear holes. The lotus-born Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Shri Krishna, attained the status of twice born, having been initiated by the Supreme Primal Preceptor, Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the three Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Shri Krishna, the essence of the all Vedas, with this hymn. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desire in a boat built with spiritual gems, surrounding by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petal with. Head decked with the peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with a moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyamasundara is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning and the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, only the tip of the toe whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis, who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by the jnanis, who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane extending over thousands of millions of years. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore.
Nandi Mataji. Oops.
I adore the same Govinda, the primeval Lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra suktas told by the Vedas by gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances and ornaments. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm, Golok, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities, in the company of her confidants, Sakhis, embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa.
74.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shyam Sundar Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifested himself personally as Krishna and the different avatars in the world in the form of Ram, Narsimha, Vaman, etc. as his subjective portions. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads, being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, namely sattva, rajas, and tamas, and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa. Lowest of all is located Devi Dham, mundane world. Next above it is Mahesh Dham, abode of Mahesh. Above Mahesh Dham is placed Hari Dham, abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the Chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, namely milk, so I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is but a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction.
The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I adore the Prima Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. I adore the Prima Lord Govinda, who, assuming his own great subjective form, who bears the name of Shesha, repletes with all accommodating potency and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the world in the pores of his hairs, enjoying creative sleep, Yognidra. Brahma and other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of the later Mahavishnu. Out of the Prima Lord Govinda, of whom subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of portion. Adore the Prima Lord Govinda, from whom the separative subjective portion of Brahma receives his power for regulation of the mundane world. Just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear the name of Suryakanta, etc. Adore the Prima Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head. In order to obtain the power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of three worlds.
The three worlds are composed of the nine elements, viz. Fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul and mind. I utter the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist and into whom they enter at the time of universal cataclysm. The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence, the image of the good soul, is as the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in persons of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the wheel of time. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies that are found to exist of all virtues, all vices, the Vedas, the penances and all jivas, from Brahma to the meanest insect. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to their roots all fruitive activities of those who are imbued with devotion and impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of the fruits of one's activities. Of all those who walk in the path of work in accordance with the chain of their previously performed work, no less in the case of a tiny insect that bears the name of Indragopa than in that of Indra, the king of the Devas. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditator of whom, by meditating upon him, under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence and willing service, attain to the bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation.
I worship the transcendental seat known as Svetadipa, where as loving consorts the Lakshmis in their unalloyed spiritual essence practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover, where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance, the flute is the favorite attendant, effulgence is full of transcendental bliss, and the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. On hearing these hymns containing the essence of the truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, Brahma, if you experience the inclinations to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of Godhead, listen, my beloved, from me to the signs set forth in the following five slokas. When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, bhakti, super excellent, unalloyed devotion, characterized by love for Godhead, is awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor, for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct and perseverance in practice. These preliminary practices of devotion, sadhana bhakti, are conducive to the realization of loving devotion. Loving devotion, than whom there is no superior well-being, who goes hand in hand with the attainment of the exclusive state of supreme bliss and who can lead to myself.
Abandoning all meritorious performance serve me with faith, the realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating on me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of supreme service. Listen, O Vidhi, I am the seed, that is the fundamental principle of this world of animate and inanimate objects. I am Pradhanan, the substance of matter. I am Prakriti, material cause, and I am Purusha, efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs special to the Brahman that inheres in you has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects.
Hari Bol. So now let us recite the Sanskrit for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Sahasra Patra Kamalang Gokulakyang Mahatpadam Tatkarnikarang Tatthama Tadanantangsha Sambhavam Karnikarang Mahadyantrang Shatkonang Vajrakilakam Shadanga Shatpadisthanam Prakritya Purushenacha Premananda Mahananda Rasinavasthitam Hiyat Jyoti Rupena Manuna Kama Bijena Sangatam Tat Kinjalkang Tadangshanang Tat Patrani Shriyamapi Chaturasrang Tat Paritaha Shweta Dvipakyamad Bhutam Chaturasrang Chatur Murtesh Chatur Dhamma Chatushkritam Chatur Bhik Purusharthaischa Chatur Bhir Hetu Bhir Ritam Shulayar Dashabhir Anadham Urdvadho Dikvitikshvapi Ashtibhir Nidhibir Jushtam Ashtibhik Siddhipistata Manu Rupaischa Dashabhir Dikpalaik Paritovritam Shamayar Gauraischa Raktaischa Shuklaischa Parshadarshapahi Shobhitang Shaktibhistabhir Adbhutabhik Samantataha Evang Jyotirmayo Devaha Sadanandak Paratparaha Atma Ramasya Tasyasti Prakrityana Samagamaha Mayaya Ramamanasya Naviyogasthayasaha Atmana Ramayareme Tyaktakalang Sishikshaya Niyatiksa Ramadevi Tatpriya Tadbashangtada Talingang Bhagavan Shambhur Jyoti Rupak Sanatanaha Yayoniksa Parashaktihi Kamobijang Mahadharehe Linga Yonyatmika Jata Ima Maheshwari Prajaha Shaktiman Purushak Soyang Linga Rupi Maheshwaraha Tasminnavirabhu Linge Maha Vishnur Jagatpatihi Sahasrashirsha Purushaha Sahasrakshak Sahasrapat Sahasrabahur Vishvatma Sahasrangshak Sahasrasuhu Narayanaksa Bhagavan Apasthasmat Sanatanat Avirasit Karanarno Nidhik Sankarshanatmakaha Yoga Nidrangatas Tasmin Sahasrang Shakswayang Mahan Tad Roma Bilachaleshu Bijang Sankarshanasyacha Haiman Yandani Jatani Mahabhut Avritani Tu Pratyandam Mevame Kangshad Ekangshad Vishati Swayam Sahasramurtha Vishvatma Mahavishnuk Sanatanaha Vamangad Asrijat Vishnung Dakshinangad Prajapatim Jyotirlinga Mayang Shambhung Kurcha Deshada Vasrijat Ahankaratmakang Vishvang Tasmadetat Vyajayata Atatais Trividhair Veshair Leelam Udvahatakila Yoga Nidra Bhagavati Tasya Shri Riva Sangata Sisrikshayang Tato Nabhes Tasya Padmang Vinirayau Tannalang hema nalinam brahmano lokamadbhutam Tatvani purvarudhani karanani parasparam Samavaya prayogaccha vipinnani prithak prithak Chichchaktya sajjamanotha bhagavan adipurushaha Yojayan mayaya devo yoga nidrama kalpayat Yojayitva tutanyeva pravivesha swayanguham Guhang Pravishte Tasmingstu Jivatma Pratiputyate Sanityo Nitya Sambandhak Prakritischa Paraivasa evang sarvatma sambandhang nabhyang padmam harer abhut tatra brahma bhavad bhuyas chaturvedi chaturmukaha sanjato bhagavat shaktya tatkalang kilachoditaha sisrikshayang mating chakre purva sanskara sanskritaha tatarsha kevalang dvantang nanyat kim apisarvataha uvacha puratas tasmai tasya divya saraswati kama krishnaya govinda he gopi jana ityapi vallabhaya priya vahner mantang te dasiti priyam tapastvang tapa etena tavasiddhir bhavishyati ata tepe sasuchirang prinan govindam avyayam shweta dvipa pating krishnang golokastang paratparam prakritya guna rupinya rupinya paryupasitam sahasratala sampanne koti kinjal kapringhite bhumi shintamanis tatra karnikare mahasane samasi nang chidanandang jyoti rupang sanatanam shabda brahma mayang venung vadayantang mukambuje vilasini ganavritam swaik swairang shaire bhishtutam atha venu ninadasya trai murti mayi gatihi spuranti pravivesashu mukabjani swayam bhuvaha gayatrin gayatastasmad adhikatya surochachaha sanskritaschadi gununa dvijatam agamattataha traya prabuddho tavidhir vijnata tattvasagaraha tushtava veda sarena stotrenanina keshavam Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhira bhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasang brahma sevya manang govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami venum kwananta maravinda dalaya taksham barhavatang sumasitam buddha sundarangam Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobhang Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Alola chandra kala sadvana malya vangshi Ratnangadang pranaya keli kala vilasam Shyamang tribhanga lalitang niyata prakashang Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti Pashyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti Ananda chinmaya sarujvala vigrahasya Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam Adyang purana purushang navayovanang cha Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo Vayuratapi manaso munipungavanam So pyasti yat prapadasim nyabichintya tatve Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Eko pyasau richayatung jagadanda koting Yach chaktirasti jagadanda chayayadantaha Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Yad bhava bhavita dhiyo manujasta taiva samprapya rupa mahimasana yanu pushaha suktairyam eva nigamak pratitaik stuvanti govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami ananda chinmayarasa pratibhavitabhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhihi Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto Govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami Premanjanat churita bhakti vilochanena Santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti Yangshama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Tajami Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishnak Swayang Samapavat Paramak Pumanyo Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Tajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasutadi Viputi Pinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalamanantamashesha Bhutam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Pajami Maya hi yasya Jagadanda Shatani Sute Trigunya Tad Vishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Satvavalambi Parasatvang Vishuddha Satvang Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmataya Manaksu Yak Prani Nang Pratipalan Smaratam Upetya Lilayatena Bhuvanani Jayatya Jasram Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Goloka Namni Nijatamni Talechatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitascha Yena Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bhiparti Durga Ichanurupam Api Yasya Chacheshta Tesa Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Kshirang Yatadati Vikara Vishesha Yogat Sanjayate Nahitatak Pratagasti Hetoho Yaksham Bhutam Apitata Samupaiti Karyad Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Diparchireva Hidashantaram Abhyupetya Dipayate vivritahetu samana dharma yastadrigeva hicha vishnutaya vibhati Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yakara Narna Vajale Pajatisma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupaha Adhara Shakti Mavalambya Parang Swamurting Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yasyaika Nishvasita Kalamatava Lambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nataha Vishnur Mahansa Ihayasya Kalavishesho Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Vasvanya Tashma Shakaleshu Nijeshu Techa Suyankiyat Prakatayat Yapitat Badatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yatpada Pallava Yugang Vinidhaya Kumbha Dvandve Pranama Samaye Saganadhi Rajaha Vignan Vihantum Alpiyam Jagachayasya Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Agnir Mehi Gaganamambu Maruddishascha Kalas Tatatma Manasiti Chakatrayani Yasmad Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yangcha Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yachakshuresha Savita Sakala Grahanang Raja Samasta Suramurti Rishesha Tejaha Yasyagyaya Brahmati Sangbhrita Kala Chakro Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Dharmota Papa Nichayak Shrutayasta Pangsi Brahmadi Kita Patagavatayascha Jivaha Yadatta Matra Vibhava Prakata Prabhava Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yastvindra Gopam Atavendra Mahoswa Karma Bandhanu Rupa Palabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Yankrodha Kama Sahaja Pranayati Bhiti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Sanchintya Tasya Sadrishing Tanumapurete Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Govinda Madi Purushang Tamahang Pajami Shriya Kantaha Kantaha Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumi Shintamani Ganamai Toyamamritam Kataganang Natyangamanam Apivangshi Priya Sakhi Chidanandang Jyotik Paramapi Tadasvadyamapi Cha Sayatrakshi Rabtik Sravati Surabhibhyascha Sumahan Nimeshardhakyo Vavrajati Nahi Yatrapi Samayaha Bhaje Shweta Dvipang Tamaham Ilhagalokam Itiyang Vidantaste Santakshiti Virala Charakatipaye Ato Vacha Mahavishnur Bhagavantang Prajapatim Brahman Mahatma Vijnane Prajasarge Chachenmatihi Pancha Shlokimimang Vidyang Vatsadattang Nibodhame Prabudhe Jnana Bhaktibhyam Atmanyananda Chinmayi Udaitya Nutama Bhaktir Bhagavat Prema Lakshana Pramana Istat Sadachara Istat Abhyasaya Nirantaram Bodhayanatmanatmana Ibhaktivyutamam Nabhet Yasya Shreyas Karang Nasti Yaya Nivritamapnuyat Ya Sadhayati Mameva Bhakting Tameva Sadhayet Dharmananyan Parityajya Mamekang Bhajavishvasan Yadrishi Yadrishi Shraddha Siddhir Bhavatitadrishi Kurvan Nirantarang Karma Loko Yamanuvartate Tenaeva Karmana Dhyayan Mang Parang Bhaktimichati Ahang hi vishvasya characharasya bijang pradhanam prakritik pumangsha maya hitang teja idang bibharshi vidhe vidhehi tvamato jaganti ishvarak parama krishnah sachidananda vigrahah anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam iti shri brahma sanghita sangpurnam hari om.